You know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooba. With Mr. Cooba. With Mr. Cooba.
Ladies, cool.
From Mr. Cooba. From Mr. Cooba. From Mr. Cooba.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooba. With Mr. Cooba. With Mr. Cooba.
Ladies, cool.
From Mr. Cooba. From Mr. Cooba.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, IGTV, baby. You can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. He's been doing big things since Family Matters, music industry, television industry. I mean, he's doing so much. And ladies and gentlemen, here he is right here, Mr. Darius McCrary. Welcome
to the show. What up, Coop?
What's going on with you today, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. Everything in slow motion, man. You know, I'm just taking a minute out to sit down and talk to my people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to say thank you once again. I was telling everybody that's watching right now how you've been on the move since the early childhood, from acting, from television, the movies. And you were just on Hollywood Live, if I'm not mistaken, on stage singing.
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing big things, man. I just want to say congratulations for everything you've done and the things that you're doing right now, Darius. I mean, there's no stopping you. I was telling people earlier, I believe you could be 75 years old, still on stage, running around singing and
I hope not, yes. Man. I hope not.
Well, I'm claiming it, man. I'm claiming it. It's going to happen for you. It definitely is.
Okay, man. Yes. Hey, yes. Man, I'm going to call you and I'm gonna say, thanks a lot, Coop.
Yes,
I'm gonna
sir.
Say, remember that Saturday, man, that you claimed that, man. Thanks a lot, Coop.
I'm like, yeah, give me 10% royalties. Thank you. No, but Darius, man, like I said, you've done so much and people have been catching up with you on your career and everything. Bring the camera up just a little bit, Darius, because cutting half your face off. There you go. All right. Now, Darius, like I said, you started off at an early age. When did you first realize that you wanted to become an actor?
Well, you know, man, first off, I just want to give thanks, you know, to the Most High God, man. You know, the spirit of creativity that flows through all of us. I mean, the same thing that's in me is in you. It's in everybody, man. And it's just a decision that we make to be conscious and to hear the voice that speaks within us, man. And that's that same voice that causes a ripple effect, and it wakes us all up. And once you see it, someone else do it, you realize that you can do it as well. And we all have different gifts, you know. So for me, I come from a musical family. Howard McCrary is my father, the McCrary family, the McCrary name. My family is synonymous with working with people like Andre Crouch, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. Shaka Khan is my aunt. So I grew up around all these greats and so I was really groomed to be a singer, actually, and a musician. Acting wasn't even in the cards for me. It wasn't anything I wanted to do. And I think that's why I'm so cool about it, because it was like the chick that I fell in love with me that I wasn't even checking for.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
And you see, ladies and gentlemen that's watching right now, you see Darius, he didn't start off as an actor. I mean, it's in his DNA to hold that mic in his hand and to sing, to do what he do. And it actually flipped around on him, but it technically didn't flip on him because he was doing both at the same time. Now, Darius, let me ask you this. So when you started off, we know you was actually grown to be a musician. And you became an actor. Now, when you started off as an actor, what hurdles did you go through when you first started?
Well, for me, it was a bit different. Like I said, I actually blew my first opportunity to be an actor. My mom, who was my momager for years, Miss Shea, she had set up an opportunity for me to meet some of her friends, and we had went out in just a casual setting. And this is back when, you know, when you would get an agent, you would actually read for the agent. You might read a piece from a soap opera or from something that had already been published or produced. And so, you know, basically, it was really casual. You go in and you perform for the agent. But this was something, like I said, that was set up amongst friends. And it was just a matter of conversation because I had a very gregarious and outgoing personality my whole life. And everyone used to always say, you know, he has a gift. You know, he has it, you know. And so my mom went ahead and set the opportunity up, and I blew it the first time. I was sitting there talking with her friends. It was a young lady by the name of Tiffany Brissett, who was on a show called Small Wonder. And and Tiffany's mom and my mom were friends. And, you know, and Tiffany was, she was huge. She was the biggest thing that we could imagine, you know, as kids growing up. You know, it was this little girl who played the robot, Vicky. And so we were all hanging out, and I blew it. Completely. And so me just hanging out with my dad, because I used to love to go to sessions with my dad. I used to love to go to work with my father. You know, that's where I would be able to meet. I would be able to meet all these different great artists, you know, hanging with my dad, from Quincy Jones to God. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. But like I said, I blew the opportunity the first time. And so once it came around again, It just flowed, opened up. Chip Fields, who's Kim's mother, Kim Fields, who was on Living Single, Facts of Life. Yep. She's an author. You guys know Kim. You guys grew up with Kim. Yes, and the legendary Chip Fields. Yep. She saw something in me that I didn't even know I had, you know, myself. And it was a wrap. She took me to read for a role of a film called Big Shots. And they were searching for a kid. They went to maybe 5,000 auditions between Los Angeles, Chicago, and California, and they found Darius.
Wow. Man, big shout-outs to Kim Fields if you watch it right now. Big shout-outs to you again, Darius. And things just fell right in line for you. And like you said, it was nothing but God, man. He actually opened your eyes, opened your door, opened the doors for you. You walked right through. You busted right through, man. You did. Now, even though, you know, you said you knew Kim and, you know, you knew a lot of people at the time and you was, you know, with your family doing the thing with Jackson's and everybody else in Quincy. Now, did you have any mentors in the movie and music industry to help you out in both?
Well, you know, for me, I don't think that I ever, my father was always my mentor. He was who I looked up to and really wanted to be like, but I was blessed as time went on to have relationships with other entertainers who I became familiar with because of my relationships through him. You know, I consider Chaka Khan to be one of my greatest mentors, you know, George Clinton, who I love to death, who I call him Grand Dude. You know, he's like a spiritual father to me. Rick James, rest in peace. Peace and props to Rick. I love you so much. And I think about you every day. He was an amazing mentor for me. And you might say, like, how could Rick James be a mentor to you? You know, Rick was probably one of the most brilliant men to ever touch this planet. And because of all he went through, he knew what to tell me not to do, you know, and he knew to tell me, you know, when he would be disappointed in me when I would do certain things. He would tell me that, you know, you're better than be better than me. Don't be like me, be better, you know? So, I've been blessed to sit down and have some conversations with some of the greatest, from Sly Stone, to Johnny Depp. I've been really blessed to meet and talk to some of the greats in this game and the pickup game, you know, because that's what this is all about. I mean, you don't never know who you're inspiring by telling your story. You know,
it's so true. Yes. Yes. It's so true. Yeah. And that's what they all want to say, Derek. You've inspired a lot of people in the music industry and in the movie industry, believe it or not. People have looked Chelsea up to Grammer. You as Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Kelsey Grammer. Yeah. That's my guy. Right. Kelsey. Love you. Nice. I love Kelsey. Charlie Sheen, you know, even though Charlie's had his trials and tribulations, what he's been through, he's a dear friend of mine. You know, like I said, I've been blessed to sit down and talk with Martin Sheen, Charlie's father. I mean, just some of the people that I've had a chance to be in the presence of, Barry White, who I love Ooh. So much. I mean, one of the greatest to ever do it, you know?
Yes.
It's been a blessing. It's been kind of cool growing up being a McCreary.
That's crazy. Yes. Now, everybody that's watching right now, if you have any questions for Darius, please type them below. If time permits, I'll try to read 4 or 5 of them to him. Trust me, he's looking at them also while we're going at the same time. So please, this is all of y'all's show also. So if you have any questions, please type them. Now, Darius, we'll get back to your music career in 1 second. But I got to ask, how excited were you when you found out that you had a recurring role on Family Matters?
Well, I was actually a series regular on Family Matters, which is a little bit deeper than being a recurring.
You're right about that. You're right. You was one of the mains. You really were. How excited were you when you found out that
It was exciting, man. It was exciting. I honestly don't think that I'll ever have a role again or a moment in life again that'll be as exciting as that was for me to be a part of such a great assembly, because they assembled not only the cast but the producers. The producers on that show are just and are phenomenal and unprecedented in their accomplishments and all that they have been able to produce. When you look at shows like Laverne and Shirley, when you look at shows like Happy Days, when you look at shows like Perfect Strangers and Full House and on and on and on. I mean, these guys, Tom Miller and Bob Boyette, the Boyette legacy, Miller Boyette, Bill Bickley, Michael Warren, Dave Duclan, shows like Different Strokes, Silver Spoons. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I mean, these guys, they've produced some content that has shaped and formed our consciousness and has been a part of the fabric of all of our beings, you know, growing up, you know. So it's quite a blessing to work with such people. And then when you go to the cast, you know, people like Jaleel White, who's just a genius. I call him a legend on the move. You know, he's a legend walking because there's a whole lot of people that you consider a legend, but all of them are not in motion. You know, he's a legend in motion. He's still doing great things. Reginald Bell Johnson, who had just come off of Die Hard, and Joe Marie, who the show was actually created for. It was a blessing. I see you, Fly Guy. Yeah. Go therapy. I see you. Go therapy. Our people are joining in. It's so cool. You know, it was truly a blessing to be a part of that show. And I don't think that I'm not putting a cap or a ceiling on anything I've done. Because I've been blessed to work with people like Robert De Niro, Whoopi Goldberg, who are both Oscar winners. You know, Regina King, who I love so much. Regina, I love you. Who just won an Oscar. And I told you were going to win that Oscar. Just like I told you were going to win that Emmy. I did. I'm 2 for 2, Regina. But you know, when you have a chance to work with people like that, who says it? Oh, thank you so much. Wow, I appreciate that. I don't think that it's unnoticeable. I just don't pay attention to it myself, because once you pay attention to where you are, you might not make it to where you're going.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You know, you see me like. Oh man, look at where I'm at. I think I'm gonna stay here for a while.
That's deep, though. That's some deep knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, you better hold on to that knowledge, what he said. Don't put a cap at where you at, because you might get too comfortable. Keep going up. Keep driving up.
I have met Will Smith before. Will's great. He's the Fresh Prince. Parents just don't understand. But I feel like a show like Family Matters, and then the opportunity to play Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time. Nicole, hey, I see that's my cousin, y'all. She's an amazing makeup artist. She does makeup for all the big stars. I love you too, cousin. You are awesome. Nicole, big shout out to Nicole. But yeah, you know, playing Muhammad Ali was amazing. Being a part of such a show like Family Matters was amazing. And not that I'm putting a cap on myself, but it's just a different time. I mean, you have to understand, back when Family Matters was on, we would have 30 million people a night watching. There were times, and it could be between 15 million and 30 million people a night watching. And they just don't do numbers like that anymore.
No. And that's what I wanted to bring up to you, Darius, because during the TGIF days, the family sitcom days, do you ever feel that television will ever get back to those type of sitcoms doing the backs like they did on TGIF when ABC took off that block to do it? I mean, serious sitcoms.
No, it'll never happen again. I mean, just like we'll never see the moonwalk again. I mean, listen, cool. I love Chris Brown. I love Usher. They're amazing. They are unprecedented and some of the most brilliant artists that God has ever blessed us to experience. But they'll never be able to make us feel like Michael Jackson made us feel when we saw him do the moonwalk on Motown's 25th. Hell, Michael Jackson couldn't make us feel like he made us feel after we saw him do the moonwalk for the first time. Almost 25th.
Good point.
So no, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about life. Every day that you get up, you are blessed to make the decision to be who you are that day. And even if you don't feel like it, you can't go back to who you were yesterday. You don't put on the same clothes. Your hair is not going to look exactly the same. It's just impossible to duplicate. Some things are impossible to duplicate.
Yes.
You know? So, I mean, even if you said, okay, I'm going to do like Einstein, and I'm going to wear a brown sweater, blue pants, and brown shoes every day, but they're going to be different, but so I don't waste the energy on what I'm gonna put on, it's not even going to look the same.
Wow. That is true. I never thought of it that way, but that
yeah,
is
true. Yeah, it's going to hang different. It's going to, you know, one might be shrunk, you know, because it was washed. You know, it's going to be different. You know, so we'll never see that era again. People are different. People, you know, the system is different. You know, you know, we're coming to an era now where, you know, the stuff that we're seeing in the news every day, you know, it's affecting us. But I will say this, those producers and those writers, Stephen Langford, Meg Deluch, Sarah Finney, Vita Spears, Felicia, these writers, Dave Duquan, they were so amazingly in touch and in tune with life and the reality that we have to deal with every day raising families, you know, and the issues that come up being a parent, you know, or being a child, being in a family, that all these stories are still relevant today. I was looking at an episode where I got pulled over, Eddie, he was racially profiled. And
I remember that.
And it's so relevant. It's crazy. These shootings, all these all this police brutality we're seeing today. You know, Felicia Henderson. I'm sorry, Felicia Henderson, I gotta give you a prop because, you know, Felicia went on to do Soul Food after Family Matters and a plethora of other things. She's so amazing. There's so many great shows that were on after Family Matters. Like Meg Deloach did Eve. She's doing some new show on Netflix now. You know, it's amazing. But people don't watch stuff like that no more. It is done.
I still do. I still got the DVDs. So I'm not going to lie to you. That's something.
Well, no, I'm talking about the stuff today, though.
Oh, today. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Look, unless you're talking about, like, Power or
Empire, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, people ain't even watching Empire no more. I mean, you know, honestly, I mean, are you guys really watching Empire, honestly?
I plead the fifth.
Well, I'll tell you this. If, and I'm going to say this, you know, I've been known to say some things that can be a bit controversial at times. So, you know, I don't bite my tongue. But I believe that if the powers that be would give the people who they really want to see,
mm-hmm.
we might be able to hold the captive audience again. But you know, y'all keep putting people out there and trying to force people on people. You know, everybody's not gonna want to eat mashed peas.
That's true.
Some people want to chew their peas up. Some people want peas with carrots. I mean, you know, you can't force feed people Brussels sprouts. You know, I'm sorry. Some people just not gonna eat that. I mean, now if you fry them Brussels sprouts up real good, I mean, if you figure out a way to put a little crisp on them, then you know, throw a little bacon in them. You know, even I don't eat bacon, but I remember. You know, if you throw a little bacon in your Brussels sprouts, you know, you might be able to get some people to go ahead and chomp down.
Right, different story. Now, this is my opinion only on what you just said. You are correct about force feeding, you know, actors and actresses on people. Now, and what I'm about to say, I don't want to make it seem like you're old or anything at all, but I believe they bring back the legends, and you know what I mean by the legends. I'm talking about the people that made the hits in the 90s and they still can act and still do what they do. Not just as a guest appearance. Bring them back, the people that we love to see, the ones that brought the ratings up in the 90s. Bring them back. People would love to see them people, guys and girls, again. We would all love to see that again.
Hey, man. That's just my opinion. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I feel like I said, when something works, you are familiar with the success. There's a track record. And I'm not saying that there's no room for anything new or new people, but you got to put people, in my opinion, you put them where they're strongest. You know, everybody can't sing every song. Everybody can't dance on every stage. There are some actors that are brilliant actors on film when it comes to maybe a movie. But if you put them on a stage, they would tank. And then they look bad, you know? I remember the first time I did theater, I was blessed to be on stage with Billy Dee Williams. And it was so humbling. It was so humbling because I'm sitting here looking at Billy Dee. With all of his accomplishments, I'm looking at this man and I'm witnessing all the respect that he has for the craft.
Right. Right.
And so what that did was it made me respect the craft even more. And I realized that there were certain parameters that I could not step outside of, no matter who I thought I was on that stage in the theater. It's a certain respect. Wow. You know, there are some people who are great and brilliant comedians, but television, it might not, they might not translate. So you want to put people in the lane that they're going to succeed in. And everything is not about a check. And that's the problem I feel in today's world. Everybody's so focused on the bag that we're not focused on what's behind the bag.
That's true. You're right about that, because a lot of people say this, and ladies and gentlemen that's watching right now, if you're trying to get into acting just to become rich and famous, it's not going to work for you. You got to have a heart, and you got to have pride, and you got to have a will to do this. So don't think you're coming out there just for an instant millionaire or instant fame. It will fall in your face. It's happened to so many people. So that's just my piece of advice to everybody.
That's really what it is. You know, why are you doing it? What is your reason? What's the purpose behind it? You know, is it because you're trying to get chicks? Is it because you're trying to you want to be famous? What do you want to be famous for? When you get famous, what are you going to say? You know, I mean, my whole thing was to make sure that I was able to inspire a generation. From the day that I got booked Big Shots, I had a conversation with my creator. And I told my creator, I said, no matter what it is, the ups and downs, please, I want you to use me to inspire others to know that they can do what you've called me to do.
Wow.
Now, you might not be able to do it the way that I do it. And I was 9 years old having that conversation with my creator. So you know I was tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 9 years old talking about creator like that because I understood by watching my daddy and watching my uncles and my aunts, I understood the responsibility.
Right.
I knew what it was. Somebody said they saw when I came to Virginia with the maintenance man. That was a stage play that I did with Billy D. Williams I was talking about.
Oh, wow.
We went to Virginia. That was about 5,000 people or more we played in front of on stage. Yes, yeah, that's right. Wow, you guys were rowdy too. No, I'll never forget that. Well, because there was a scene in The Maintenance Man where Billy D's character, Melvin, who was my mentor, he died. And my character was really saddened by this. And they said, she crack it up. She know I'm telling the truth. And my character said, Melvin, don't leave me. And this cat yelled out of the audience. I'll never forget it. I tell this story all the time. This cat yelled out, oh, hell no, y'all can't kill Billy D.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, and he was up front. He was up front. And I almost lost it. And I'll never forget, Billy D's so cool. He's another mentor who I love dearly. He grabbed my hand. He squeezed and he said, stay with me, Cool Breeze. He called me Cool Breeze. And he brought me back. Yeah,
nice.
That happened. Yeah, now, you remember that. That happened. Yes, it did.
Now,
yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens on stage. There's a lot of stuff that happens on stage, too, that the audience will never know. That we. She said, I remember.
Wow. Wow. Now, Derek,
yes, that happened. True story.
I saw one of your fans ask this question earlier, and this is a kind of a touchy subject, but I'm going to ask anyway that it said, do you miss Myra from Family Matters? Do you miss
her? Oh, man. Gosh.
Yeah.
Michelle Thomas. I will love Michelle Thomas till the day that I'm gone. I think about her all the time, and I love her. And I do miss her very much. Yes. She's a beautiful, beautiful person. Just beautiful.
Yes. Now, can you do this? I'm not sure if you can or not, but can you tell us a story or tell us how the environment was when the camera was not rolling on Family Matters? Something that nobody could have saw through television. Anything that popped
up. You know, Family Matters was just, it was amazing. It really was. There were so many great moments that happened. It was so much, and she got to remember, this is back in a time where you couldn't go live.
Right.
You know, we actually had a stage phone, and they were what we called pages, a page would answer the phone, production assistants and people who assisted production. And we were extremely insulated. And I believe truly, part of the reason why you asked, will we ever see those days again? Is no, we won't, because we were insulated. See, what y'all don't understand, and I'm going to help you understand now, a lot of the public doesn't get, is back then, everybody couldn't be Marvin Gaye. Everybody couldn't be Stevie Wonder. Everybody couldn't be Earth, Wind, and Fire, because everybody didn't have access to the opportunities that Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire had, because they were insulated. Right. See, everybody couldn't do what Family Matters did, even though there were other shows that were great shows. No disrespect to anybody. out there. There were shows, you know, that we were insulated because of Tom Miller and Bob Boyette, because of Warner Brothers. So we would be on that lot, on that stage, just like tucked away inside of a bubble, creating inside of a bubble. And once the product got to you all, we had worked countless hours during the week. And then after it left us, it went to the editors. And then they would work countless hours and they would cut this stuff together. And it wasn't done with an app or with a face filter. these were people who really went to school to learn how to do this stuff, man. And they were, you know, this was like religion to them, man. And we were inside these sound stages. And, you know, my girlfriend couldn't just call me and start no shit. You know, I mean, you know, they had to cut. Hello, stage 24. May I help you? Hold 1 second, please. And then they would come. Hey, Darius, do you want? Is so and so's on the phone? And I'd be like, because I know. No, I took a message. I'll get back, man. I'm in the middle of something. I'm studying my lines.
Smart.
Therefore, I'm studying. And I'm dedicated to my craft on a whole nother level. So it takes another level of discipline to achieve another level of greatness. So because I come from that school, to this day still, I choose my moments when I bring my phone to set. I don't even bring my phone to set.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going live. I'm not doing that. For what? Because I have to focus on that world that I'm in. I have to be that character.
Right. And that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. And talking about being that character, Darius, can you name for everybody that's watching right now, name some other movies and television shows that you have appeared in that you had an honor to do?
I was in a movie that won an Oscar called Mississippi Burning. Won Best Picture. Yep. Did that. There was Next Day Air, Transformers, Saw 6. I mean, Kingdom Come. I forget a lot of the stuff that I've done. Those are movies. You know, sometimes people walk up to me and be like, "Hey, man," you know, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I did." A lot of people like the character Nick West in 35 and Ticking. I don't know, Young and the Restless. Shout out to Christoph St. John, rest in peace. From another mother. That was an awesome experience because of Christoph,
right.
Who was just absolutely awesome. I don't know. Gosh, been doing a lot of stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are resting his head right now on this one. Google Darius McCrary, and you're going to actually see everything that he's done.
Google love under new management. I played Gerald LaVert, the Mickey Howard story. You guys love Mickey Howard, and so do I.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true. Yes. Now, I know you don't have much time, Darius, so let me ask you this. How can your fans follow you and find what you're doing on social media?
Just follow me at Darius McCrary. Darius McCrary on Facebook, and talk to me. I'll talk back. You know, I just put up a post today because my brother, Michael Blackson, I know you guys love Michael Blackson. You know, we were hanging out, and it was brought to my attention by Baby Miss Sophia. Y'all saw The Color Purple? Well, there's a Baby Miss Sophia, like Miss Sophia, like Oprah. And Baby Miss Sophia told me that Michael Blackson told Chucky from Child's Play to beat her. So, y'all know Chucky from Child's Play. Y'all go look at my last post, and y'all tell Michael Blackson that he wrong for telling Chucky to beat Baby Miss Sophia, okay?
Make sure y'all go do that. Make sure you do it. Now, hold on, Darius. You caught me off guard with that one. Okay, so what advice would you give any male? You and Michael, y'all a fool, man. Both of y'all are fools, man. But what advice would you give?
That's Michael, man. I didn't do him, man. Michael, I don't know what Michael be thinking sometimes, man. Michael is out of control, man. Y'all need to tell Michael Blackson, man. I don't know what my brother. He's my brother. he is doing.
You was all over him on Hollywood Live, though. You was all over him then before you got on stage. I saw.
Oh, I was having fun, man. Me and Michael, when we was cutting up, man, I'll be trying to be chill, you know what I'm saying? And you know what's crazy about that day? Because I was just hanging out. I really wasn't going to sing, but I wasn't going to perform. But I had to tell Bill, because Bill Bellamy is my dude. I love Bill. We go back 20 years, man. Bill is one of the greatest cats in Hollywood. I mean, he really is, man. He's just so real. From his MTV days, we always just been cool. That's my guy. I love you, Bill. So I had to go tell Bill, I said, Bill, today is the day that Rick James died in 2004. I just realized it. And so I was talking about it with Philippe, and Philippe, who actually is the promoter, and you know, he was the host that night with Bill and myself. And so I'm there, we hanging out, and I'm with me, him, and Bill. And I said, Philippe, Bill, Rick died 2004 on today. And Philippe said, oh, man, we got to have a moment of silence for Rick. And so I went to just tell Bill. And Bill, you know, he's such an amazing host, you know, when he's up. And so Bill just says, D, come on, man, we got to do something for Rick. And I'm like, okay.
Wow, so they caught you off guard right there. But you grabbed the mic and you went on like you rehearsed it, like it won't nothing. You did.
I mean, man, that's what we do, man. That's what we do.
Yes. Now, Is there any other projects that you're working on right now that you want your fans to know about?
Yeah, check out the second season of Monogamy, Craig Ross Jr.'s Monogamy. That'll be out later on this year.
Okay. All right.
UMC. Check it out. And if I could give any of you up-and-coming entertainers any advice, it would be to make sure that you are faithful and consistent and stay locked into your community. And don't compete with each other. Compete with others who are beyond where you think that you can go. It's not a competition. Mm-hmm. You know, what I mean when I say that is, I'm not in competition with any other black actors out here. I don't look at it. I'm happy for all my brothers and sisters. You know, my thing is, I'm aspiring to do what Marlon Brando did, and that's to birth a whole generation of actors. Not that I'm in competition with Marlon Brando, because I can't compete with the great Marlon Brando, but I'm saying, you study the greats and you try to take what they did to the next level for the generation coming behind you.
Nice. Nice.
You do that, and I guarantee you the doors that you open will never be closed.
Wow. Now, that's deep advice. That's deep advice. Ladies and gentlemen that's listening right now, make sure you write down all this advice that Darius has used, especially if you're trying to get into this industry. There's one thing that can help you. You want the doors to open, and don't just go in for the fame and the money. Have a will, have a heart, have a love for it, and you'll see what's going to happen for you. Now, there is one last thing, and I know you're busy. This right here, this last segment is called Take the Floor. Basically, what my guests do, they come on, they have 2 minutes, up to 2 minutes, to say whatever they want to say is on their mind. There's no questions. Even if it's just wanting to thank your fans or whatever's on your mind, you got 2 minutes right now, Darius. Take the floor.
Hey, I just want to say that we got to do better. We got to do better as a people. We got to do better as human beings. We got to love more. And everything that we're doing, we have to make sure that love is in it. And I just want to say that I love everybody who supported me throughout the years. Thank you. I don't consider you fans. I consider you supporters, because without you, I would have no one to perform for. And anything that I'm doing as far as my performance and my performances is all about inspiration. So let's continue to inspire each other and aspire to go higher. And I want to thank you guys. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Darius, thank you for coming on the show, man. I would love to have you back on in the future.
No doubt. Reach out. I'm here, sir. Man. Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate you.
Yes.